Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. I have another great, amazing program for you today. It's all about surviving life's ambushes. We all know that the COVID-19 pandemic has affected everyone around the globe. And whether you've been affected by the pandemic or some other monumental setback, it's important to find a way to move beyond anger, guilt, emptiness, and pain. But how do you do that? My guest today is Jason Redman. He is a retired Navy SEAL lieutenant, wounded warrior, veteran advocate, author of the New York Times best-selling memoir called The Trident, and an acclaimed leadership and resilience speaker. Jason teaches how the tactics Navy SEALs have used for decades to deal with the highest levels of adversity can help you overcome any life ambush. His new book is called Overcome: Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. For more information about Jason or his new book, please go to jasonredman.com. So welcome to the program, Jason. What a pleasure to have you with us today.
Dr. Terry, thank you for having me on. Thanks for the great intro. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely, Jason. And Jason, first, on behalf of all the listeners and myself, we want to thank you for your service.
Now, it's my honor. It's a great career, so thank you.
Absolutely. Now, before we get to our specific topic today, I know you've had an amazing whirlwind career. You've received many awards. You met President George W. Bush in the Oval Office, and you were part of an operation to capture an Al-Qaeda high-value individual where you, along with two other teammates, were wounded in the firefight. Tell us a little bit more about you and your story, Jason.
Yeah, just that day was definitely one of the more impactful days of my life. I mean, in my book, I often talk about life ambushes, these major crises that come along that'll forever, and I define a life ambush as anything that'll forever leave physical, mental, emotional, or deep financial scars, meaning you never fully recover from them. And obviously, that day on the battlefield, not only was an enemy ambush, but it was a major life ambush for me, being hit 8 times between the body and body armor, 2 rounds in the left elbow that almost took off my arm. Originally, they talked about amputating it, and then I took a round in the face that did extensive facial damage, took off my nose, right cheekbone, damaged my eye orbit and eye muscles, and just took many, many years. 4 years and 40 surgeries to put me back together. So it started a whole new journey. I'd been on a journey of leadership throughout my military career, had made some mistakes along the way. And that event, that enemy ambush, actually started a whole new journey. And now so many of those things from my leadership journey within the military and the wounds that I sustained, and then later going on and working with so many different people that have been through any form of trauma, whether it's personal, physical, or professional, is now really helped shape me into who I am and how I'm trying to help people.
Wow, what a story, Jason. And thank you for sharing all of that. Very challenging. So how did you overcome that adversity, those ambushes, plural, and become so resilient so that you went on another journey, so that you are now sharing all of it and how you overcame all with others?
Yeah, the interesting thing about any life ambush, and one of the joys of being human, and I meet so many people who, and I guarantee there are people in your audience right now who are listening to this, and they're going to say, well, of course he overcame. He's a Navy SEAL. That's what they do. But we are human, and we fight all the same battles that the rest, everyone fights, the internal battles of being human, the doubt, the issues, the problems. We have those, but obviously you learn along the way how we deal with adversity. And one of the greatest gifts you have as a human when we are hit by adversity is you have a choice. You have a choice in how you're going to deal with that adversity. And oftentimes it's hard to see that choice because so often when major crisis or adversity hits us, we're overwhelmed with three things. The very first thing we're overwhelmed with is, oh my God, there's no hope. Because in a crisis, when we're in a storm, when we're in the darkness, it's easy to not be able to find the light. It's easy to not be able to find the positivity because we're just overwhelmed with the negativity. 2020 has definitely been a year of a life ambush. There's been so much negativity. I mean, obviously, the impact on jobs, the impact on health, the impact on not being able to get close to people or just go about our normal ways of life. So it's easy to say there's no hope. Number two, it's easy to say that it's all beyond my control, that, you know, that there's nothing I can do. It's beyond my control. And that's kind of the second thing is to say there's nothing I can do. So those are three lies we tell ourselves in the face of a crisis. But the reality is this. Number one, you have a choice. You can choose to get up and drive forward. And we do that by creating hope. Hope is nothing more than finding the positivity in a bad situation. It is looking for, there is an outcome. Regardless of what bad thing happens to you, there is an outcome. Now, it may not always be the perfect outcome we wish it could be, but there is an outcome and there is a positive way forward. And it starts with your mindset and it starts with moving forward. Number two, there are always things we can control, even if it's just our mindset and our attitude. And there's always things we can do. There are positive steps we can take to move forward. There are things we can do to influence people around us. There's information we can gather. There's tools we can bring together to, you know, try and attack that problem. Those were all things I learned in my military career. And the interesting thing, they're the things that I've utilized to deal with the life ambushes I've been through. And now they're the things that I'm teaching to others that absolutely work with the life ambushes or the crisis they're going through.
And so is there a number three? You have a choice, you said. You have control. Is there a number three as well? Or two, one and two are the most important?
Yeah. Well, number one, you have a choice. So if I talk about the three things, that the lies that people tell themselves, it's there's no hope. There's nothing I can do, and it's all outside of my control. Those are the three things, but those are all lies. We can, hope is generated from within, and you choose to drive forward. So that's what I was saying about those three things.
I understand. Thank you, Jason, for saying that again. And, you know, it's so interesting, Jason, because I see a lot of clients and I know many listeners as well are thinking, like you said, that they've been affected by the pandemic financially, emotionally, psychologically, physically, or they've had other unforeseen setbacks. And I see clients like that as well. And I think the most important thing that you said is that we all have a choice. We all have the ability to get back up and have control over the journey of our life. But I know that many listeners are sitting there, Jason, going, how do I do that? What are some techniques that I can implement into my life to gain control, to become resilient, to use the Navy SEAL techniques that you use? Are there some examples that you can give listeners?
Yeah, we teach something. So a little motto that I teach, and it comes straight from my special operations career. The point of any crisis, attack, adversity, life ambush you get into, we call that point the X. And that's literally in military jargon, it's the point of attack. But in life, it's the point of whatever happens to us. And oftentimes we get stuck on that X. We are so focused on the pain and the misery and what we've lost. It's a natural tendency that we look for someone or something to blame, or we look forward at where we were going to go. And unfortunately, that now has been lost because obviously this crisis has occurred. So I tell people you have to have a mindset of getting off the X as quickly as possible, because the longer you sit and dwell on the problem and the X, that sticking point, the longer it takes you to move forward. And granted, understand that, you know, depending on whatever level of crisis that happens in your life, there is going to be a period of time that we have to grieve and we have to deal with what's happened. But if we always are thinking about, okay, at some point, you know, I do have to move forward, because, you know, Dr. Terry, you and I both know, and everyone out there knows someone that's had some major crisis occur and they've never recovered from it. They've never been willing to get back up and drive forward. Right. So that's step one, is you have to have a mindset of getting off the X. And I teach a methodology called the REACT methodology. I'm going to whip through it really fast because I know we have limited time, but REACT's an acronym, and R stands for recognize. You have to recognize you're in a crisis. And this is probably the biggest thing, to accept that whatever's happened has happened. You know, we can't change it. We can't go back and change the past. All we can do is shape the future. So number one, you have to recognize you're in a crisis. Number two, E, you've got to evaluate your assets. So often we're overwhelmed in the storm and the darkness. It's easy to think there's nothing I can do, but there's always something. And usually there's assets or tools you have in your toolbox you can bring to bear on the problem. Number three, you've got to assess your possible options and outcomes. So now we start to think through, okay, I have these tools, I have, you know, friends, attorney, priest, counselor, whatever it is that we can bring to bear to help us with that problem. Now we start to look at, okay, if I take option A, what's the outcome? And we start really thinking through our options in this situation. Number four, we choose a direction and we communicate it. Really critical to do this, because if you choose inside your mind, it's merely just an idea. But once we communicate it to someone else, it does two things. It creates a level of accountability within ourselves. We said this is what we're going to do. So now there's an expectation on ourselves plus an expectation of others. And two, it creates a level of hope. Anytime there's a crisis and someone says, hey, follow me, this is where I'm going to go, you're like, wow, let's go. I just want to be out of this bad situation. And it works within ourselves. And then the last one, T, is you have to take action. You know, so often we're waiting for the perfect moment. We'll go through these steps, but then we won't execute. So you have to take action. Go through it. Trust in the process. Start moving forward. And with forward progress actually creates momentum and inertia, and it's easier to continue to move forward once we've started doing that. So that is a tool we teach. Believe it or not, it works in an enemy ambush, and it works in life ambushes.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a Navy SEAL approach, this REACT notion?
It is. I mean, there are certain aspects of it that we actually use in battle, but I've taken this and translated it and used it in life scenarios, and it has worked. I've worked with so many people to help them get out of a crisis. You know, it's just taking that time. So often we dwell on what's happened, and we spend so much time looking at the past and where, you know, I want back that life. I want back, you know, my money, my job, my health, whatever it is. But that doesn't help anything. I mean, what helps is figuring out how do we drive forward? How do we get past this? And sometimes it's accepting, you know, how do I get to the new destination? Because it may not be where we were going before. As oftentimes I talk to people about in life ambush, sometimes they become the end moments. In my TEDx talk, I talk about how we get through hard times, and it's all about life ambush. It's about getting off the X, and I teach some things about balance. But so often in major life ambushes, we think to ourselves, it's the end. And sometimes it is. When I was severely wounded, it was the end of my military special operations career. I was no longer able to be a SEAL because of my injuries. But what an amazing thing about life ambush is if you're willing to drive forward, so often the end actually becomes a new beginning. Mm. And I know so many people that have been through the end moments who years later, and don't get me wrong, they're painful. They're so hard because we spend so much time and effort to do the things we want to do. And when we're hit by an ambush or we're hit by a crisis and we have to face the reality that it's the end of that chapter of our lives, but so often it does become that new beginning. Mm-hmm. I never would have written these books. I never would be someone that's out there that's trying to help people if it had not been for that the end moment in my life. And I try and tell people, you know, if you're willing to drive forward, you don't know what that new beginning can be. But I know so many people who have left at the end moment and started a new beginning, and it's better. It's a path they never envisioned would have happened, but it's actually better than what they had originally planned on doing.
What an important message, Jason, that the end can become a new beginning. Very important for all of us to hear and really sit with for a little bit, that even though one path, one situation ends, we can have new beginnings. And I also want to say, Jason, that I really love the REACT method. And I just want to repeat the REACT for listeners: recognize, evaluate, assess, choose, and then take action. Because I think those are really important steps that listeners can hear as well and go through. Now, what inspired you to write your new book, Overcome?
No, great question, Dr. Terry. So when I wrote my first book, The Trident, which became, you know, the New York Times bestseller, it was really the story. And there's a lot more depth to my story. You know, my injuries weren't really what taught me everything. I'll be honest. What taught me everything is I made some mistakes as a young leader. I failed as a young SEAL leader, and I almost got myself kicked out of the SEAL teams because I was arrogant and I was unwilling to accept my own flaws. And it wasn't until I grew up and really came to understand what it is to be a leader and started to correct myself. And my first book, The Trident, follows that journey. It follows that journey of leadership, of failure, of redemption, and then of being severely wounded and coming to understand, you know, the reality is you can lead from any situation, even a hospital bed. It all has to do with your attitude and driving forward. So that was the first book. And so many people read that book and said, oh my God, there were so many great leadership lessons, but how did you do it? Mm-hmm. And I really couldn't specifically give people a step-by-step process. So Overcome was many years in the making, but if The Trident is the story, Overcome is the how-to. I literally broke down by both. I really analyzed who I was and the steps that I took. And then I interviewed a lot of other amazing wounded warriors and special operations leaders from life ambushes they had been in. And I said, okay, does this correlate with the different things that I'm teaching? And the reality is it did. So it gave us a how-to on how we deal with adversity and how we drive forward.
Good. I'm glad that you decided to write the second book as well, Jason, because the how-to is also extremely important. Now, you talk about the overcome method or mindset in your new book. Is that the REACT method or is it different?
No, I would say that it's different. The REACT methodology is literally to get off the X. It is how to deal with a crisis and drive forward. The overcome mindset is a little more of how you live your life. And it is a mindset of, it doesn't matter what adversity or problems I'm going to encounter in my life, I always have a mindset that I'm going to drive forward. It's also a mindset of accepting that bad things are going to happen. They're always going to happen. You know, there's a lot of people at the end of 2020 that probably didn't like listening to me speak because I frequently would tell them, hey, you know, because they were so excited for 2021. And a little bit prophetically, at the end of 2020, I was telling people, I've got bad news, guys. 2020 is not going to be the last bad year. I said 2021 may not be any better. An overcome mindset accepts those things. It accepts that nothing is going to run perfectly forever. We're, life is about ebbs and flows. It's about good times and bad times. And an overcome mindset expects those things. It understands those things. It thinks ahead. One of the things that I learned in my career was, you know, we hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And this sometimes can be a little bit of darker thinking, because nobody likes to think about bad scenarios. But if you have an overcome mindset and you think about those bad scenarios, well, what happens if my business fails? What happens if I was suddenly to lose a loved one, like my spouse or one of my kids? Those are really hard thoughts to think of. But I will tell you, we're able to handle them better if we've at least accepted the fact that it could possibly happen. I mean, we pray and hope that none of those things will ever happen. But when they do, we're at least just a tiny bit better prepared. That is an overcome mindset.
And so if we adopt that mindset, that overcome mindset, you're suggesting that we, or you're saying that we are happier, we're more likely to adjust, and we're more likely to be prepared if, you know, it doesn't occur as we want it to. What are the outcomes, I guess I'm asking?
Well, the outcomes are more resiliency. I mean, there's no doubt if you accept that bad things happen, and when they do happen, and I mean, part of one of the downsides, well, I don't want to say one of the downsides, actually, I want to call it one of the beautiful things about being human is the struggle. Because the struggle is hard, it's painful. But you know what? There's so many opportunities that come out of the struggle. We get better, you know, like we talked about, those are the end moments so often become those new beginnings. It's an overcome mindset that enables that. There are so many people that sometimes will have some crisis in their life and they're unwilling to get up and drive forward. They die, maybe not physically, but they mentally and emotionally, they stop living. And that's so sad. Because if you can learn to drive forward, there are so many incredible things that have come out of those moments, out of adversity. So what I would say is that an overcome mindset does enable more positivity, because you look for the positivity in hard situations. You accept that even though something may end, you know, a business may close, a relationship may end, that there is a new path out there. And it's your willingness to go out there and find that new path that enables these new opportunities. And I think an overcome mindset is always looking for those things. Mm-hmm. So it's a hopeful mindset. It's an optimistic mindset. You know, it's a realistic mindset because, you know, I don't want to say it's pessimistic. I don't want to say the glass is always half full because you're saying that bad things could happen. But instead, it's accepting that bad things can happen, but that there is a path forward from those bad things.
Well, those are good outcomes, by the way, Jason, of that overcome mindset. Now, how can listeners stay the course, though, with this overcome mindset, even when they want to quit, even when they want to give up? Because these ambushes, the pandemic, the health, the financial effects are very challenging. So how can listeners stay the course?
So stay in the court. There's a whole bunch of things that I teach. I'm actually launching a brand new program in 2021 called the Point Man for Life program. And it gets deep into one of the things that enables us to stay the course is our mission in this life. And that's built upon our values and all these things. That's probably a much deeper answer in the short term. And sometimes we just need the short term. Sometimes we just need okay, I don't know what to do. I'm struggling to get out of bed and put my clothes on. I need a tool for right here and now. So here's my tool for right here and now to just stay the course day in and day out. I teach something called the rule of three P's. If you're totally lost, if you're listening to this and you're like, Jay, I lost my business. I lost my spouse. I lost a loved one. I lost a child. Whatever you're going through, I recommend the rule of three P's. And that is you wake up every day and you write down three goals. One physical, one personal, one professional. And guys, these don't have to be big things. You know, you don't have to go run a marathon. Instead, maybe it's just going outside and walking for 10 minutes. That's your physical goal. Your personal goal is what is one thing you're doing that's moving the needle in your life in that personal, maybe it's calling someone you love or, you know, a friend. Maybe it's cleaning out that closet that you haven't touched in 2 years, but you keep telling yourself, man, I got to clean that out. Or maybe it's balancing your budget. Whatever it is personally, you're doing one thing to move it forward. I'll be honest, maybe it's just making your bed. You'd never know the impact of that. And then the last one is professional. What are you doing professionally? If you have a job, what are you doing that's moving the needle in your job that day? Or maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're going to school. Maybe you're looking for a new job. What is that one thing you're doing that's moving you in that new direction or in the direction you want to go? If you write those things down, the rule of three P's really should only take about 30, 40 minutes out of your day to accomplish those three things. But it does two things. Human beings, we all, I don't care who you are on this planet, we all want to be productive. We feel good when we're productive. And in order to be productive, we have to do two things. We have to have a little bit of structure, and we have to have some progress. If you do the rule of three P's, you accomplish those things. At the end of the day, no matter how bad your day was, you can look back and say, you know what? I knocked those three things out. And tomorrow's mm-hmm. going to be a new day, and I'm going to knock out three more things with the rule of three P's. Mm-hmm. If you do this, I don't care who you are, you will slowly move forward every single day. And that will both get you off the X, and that will create momentum in your life.
Mm. Wow, Jason, that was amazing, by the way, and such another important message for listeners to hear. The rule of three P's every single day. Set three goals for yourself, one physical, one personal, and one professional. Well, thank you so much, Jason. We are out of time, if you can believe it. It was a pleasure talking with you today.
Dr. Terry, my honor. For everybody out there, it's never too late to get off the X. It's never too late to find that new beginning from those the end moments. So, you know, there's hope. You just got to find it. There's always light in the darkness.
Very important. Thank you, Jason. And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Jason Redman or his new book called Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors, please go to jasonredman.com. And as always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, be safe, be healthy, and here's to your happy, healthy relationships.